Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Alice Walker, born in Eatonton, Georgia, in 1944, the youngest of eight children, who has written a number of books of poetry and fiction, the most popular of which came out in 1982, a book that begins, "Dear God, I am 14 years old. I have always been a good girl. Maybe you can give me a sign, letting me know what is happening to me." It was the novel The Color Purple, which went on to win both the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. It's the birthday of the playwright Brendan Behan, born in Dublin, 1923, grew up in a house that was fiercely opposed to British rule of Ireland. He got involved with the IRA and spent most of his early life in and out of prison. It was while he was in prison that he wrote his book, The Quair Fellow. Quair Fellow was Irish slang for a condemned man. It was produced at a little theater in Dublin and then in London, where it became a great sensation. Brendan Behan, a heavy drinker, an alcoholic, a wild character, became one of the most notorious writers in London. He would go to performances of his own play, The Quair Fellow and The Hostage, and he would heckle the actors and join in with the song. Brendan Behan, who said there's no such thing as bad publicity except your own obituary. His memoir, Borstal Boy, was a big success, too, but his health declined and he died in 1964. His career lasted only about 10 years. It's the birthday of the writer George Ade, born near Kentland, Indiana, 1866. Went off to Purdue, got a job as a newspaper man in Chicago, writing a column for the Chicago Morning News, in which he simply walked around the city and wrote about what he saw. It was very popular. And then in 1897, George Ade got the idea to write a series of fables about modern characters using American slang. His Fables and Slang came out in 1899 and another collection the year after. Books that are still in print, still read, and still funny. It's the birthday of the physicist Brian Greene, born in New York City, 1963, one of the leading theorists in an area of physics known as string theory. He studied physics at Harvard, became fascinated with Einstein's theory of relativity, and also quantum mechanics, and wanted to find a way to bring these two theories together, to find some underlying principle that would explain all the basic forces in the universe. At that time, two English physicists announced a breakthrough in an area of physics called string theory, the theory that all matter is tied together by tiny vibrating strings. Brian Greene wrote his PhD dissertation on string theory and then decided to try to explain string theory to a broader audience. Wrote it in a conversational style using analogies and metaphors from the ordinary world. And the result was his book, The Elegant Universe. It came out in 1999 and became one of the best-selling science books of the decade. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Bishop, entitled In the Middle of the Road. In the middle of the road there was a stone, there was a stone in the middle of the road, there was a stone in the middle of the road, there was a stone. Never should I forget this event in the life of my fatigued retinas. Never should I forget that in the middle of the road there was a stone, there was a stone in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road, there was a stone. A poem by Elizabeth Bishop, In the Middle of the Road, from The Complete Poems, 1927 to 1979, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.